It's Magic's Morning Mashup. We're speaking this morning with Bianca Sayers. Bianca, I hope you don't mind me telling your story, but at 5 years old, you were diagnosed with one of the world's worst cases of Tourette's syndrome. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Wow. So obviously that would have been pretty challenging as a young person. And you've, as a result, actually dedicated your life to educating the community and supporting those with similar conditions. And
yes, I have.
How have you found that?
I found it amazing because everything I've gone through in my life, it's happened for a reason. So I've been put in a position where I've learned a lot of life lessons, and then I can help other people with Tourette's and say, you know, everything won't be bad forever. And also I'm creating Tourette syndrome awareness and educating the public, because in the 80s, people were getting shunned with Tourette's, and I was born in the 90s. You know, it's only the last 10 years that Tourette syndrome's actually been popping up more. So this is why it's such a great time for me to start, you know, advocating and making awareness to people, because the public really doesn't understand about Tourette's, because comedians and movies portray the side of the swearing chicks. But the swearing tic, which is called coprolalia, it actually doesn't happen in most people with Tourette's. It's a more severe side. So half the people don't actually know what people live with and what they have to go through with Tourette's each and every single day.
Part of that, with the tic sort of aspect of it, there is some recent data that's come out which shows that a lot of Australians are actually pretty rude, I suppose, for lack of a better term. They will often use offensive terms to describe people with disabilities, and they don't necessarily realise a lot of the time as well. Is that the case?
Yes, I've had people call me escape mental patients, and if the community was, if they actually stood back and like, hang on, that girl must have something wrong, but I feel like people just need to start being aware of people's disabilities, and if they're not sure, look up on the internet, you know, find the right terminology to talk to people, or even just come up to us and go, excuse me, you know, it's half the people don't want to come up to people with Tourette's because they're scared and they're freaked out about them too. Yeah, there's a lot of work for me to do to start changing the view and making people understand about disabilities in a much better way.
Is that the best course of action for people, just to put on their brave face and go, hey, I don't know what to do here, can you help me out?
But honestly, just come up and ask us. Like, people with disabilities are very open and they're very friendly. And yeah, if someone doesn't know what's happening, just come up and ask. Because I'm a motivational speaker, my own business, I've got a motivational speaking company. And to be honest, I feel like if someone come up to me and ask, that would make me feel better, because then I can also create awareness and educate at the same time. And then that person leaves knowing what Tourette's is, and they're able to identify it in the future if they see another person with Tourette's.
A lot of people are afraid to say something wrong and are a little bit awkward when it comes to putting themselves out there to actually try and broach the topic of asking. You know, they feel embarrassed about asking. Is there a really good resource that you'd always go head here beyond just do a quick Google search in terms of trying to educate themselves on better language and better terminology when it comes to talking to people with disability?
Developing Australian communities, they're amazing. If you want to find out stuff, just go on their website. But also, you know, people have to stop being scared to come up to us and just ask us about our lives or how they talk to us, because at the end of the day, we're not going to bite, you know? People think, oh, Tourette's, they freak out. But honestly, when someone comes up and asks, it makes us feel good, because people actually genuinely want to understand and know about it. So everyone, come up, talk to me. I'm not scary. I won't bite. Basically, yeah.
That's fantastic, Bianca. And so you say that you're actually a motivational speaker. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, I have my own website. It's bewithtourettes.com.au. So anyone could hire my time on there. I'm so happy to come to talk to anyone that wants to, or if there's any people with kids at school with Tourette's, I'd love to come and, like, when I went to high school was awful for me, because, you know, I was bullied a lot. But I think why kids are so awful sometimes is because they actually don't know what people go through with Tourette's. And I was actually at a previous school, Morayfield High School, and there was a girl in there in that school with Tourette's. And I come in and I talk to the 800 students. And then it was really weird, because her mum is a receptionist to my dad's hearing place. My dad's a deaf old fart. I love him, though. Basically, she said to my dad, I'm so glad Bianca was able to come to my daughter's school because now she's getting accepted and understood a lot more. So my work was good and I got my what I wanted to do there. So if I help that little girl's life, I'm so happy.
That's fantastic, Bianca. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here on the EP and to shine a bit more light on those living with a disability and the fact that, as you say, you're not going to bite.
Yeah, we're not going to bite. Yeah.